Welcome back to the Galveston Experience Podcast, up to episode number 102, which is about how warm it's been the last week. But we've got a cooling trend coming up, and this podcast for Labor Day weekend, and produced in the studios of RadioGalveston.com. And we've got a big anniversary coming up on September 8th. It is the 120th anniversary of the great storm of 1900, the storm that really changed Galveston forever. And the Galveston Experience Company has been working hard to get this tour out in time, thanks to Hurricane Hal Needham. Dr. Needham is the one that lives in Galveston. He is a climate scientist. He is one of the most knowledgeable people really in the country as far as hurricanes. He's traveled the world researching, and all of that information has been put onto a bus tour. The hurricane tour starts at noon on Saturday. It's going to be noon every day from the Galveston Experience Company. And because you're listening to this podcast, you get $5 off when you book it at galvestonexperience.com. Through the month of September, just enter the discount code 1900 and get $5 off your tickets. And that is actually $5 off each ticket. Lots happening around Labor Day weekend. We won't go through everything, of course, because you can find it on the Galveston Digital Guide, which you can find linked to the website radiogalveston.com. It's also in the Google and the Apple stores. Just a couple of highlights. The Moody Mansion All-Access Guided Tour is from 4 to 6 o'clock on Fridays and Saturdays. Galveston-owned Farmers Market Okra Fest is happening. The Beach Bucket Brigade tours are happening at Stewart Beach in front of the Convention Center and down at Pirates Beach. Big volleyball tournament at East Beach this weekend. Plenty of live music happening all around the weekend. And you can keep tabs with everything at the calendar page on the RadioGalveston.com, GalvestonExperience.com. Calendar shared with the Galveston.VIP app as well. But let's get the scuttlebutt on education. Boy, COVID has really changed the way kids and adults are learning. In this edition, our guest is Carol Langston from Galveston College.
I am Mike Dudas, and on this edition of the podcast, my guest is Carol Langston, who will give us all the scuttlebutt on Galveston College.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me to be on the scuttlebutt, and I look forward to sharing all of the information about Galveston College, what's happening at the school with our students, and with everything that's going on this fall.
New school year means new things going on, and I know that's the understatement of the year. So tell us what's going on right now at Galveston College.
We're all pretty much, all of us in education are facing the same types of issues. And, you know, it's no different at Galveston College in that we have a variety of learning options for our students this fall. We actually were able to put together a pretty robust schedule of five different learning options for students. So basically, a student can, you know, assess their comfort level in terms of whether they want to be on campus or online, and then also, you know, see what fits their learning style. So we have these five different learning options at Galveston College this fall, and not everything is offered in every option because we know that classes like welding need to be taught, you know, in the skills portion of the class needs to be taught in a hands-on environment. So we do have, you know, some courses and programs that are only offered in some of the options, but most of the courses and programs, you know, the students have a wide variety of ways that they can learn. And these include everything from face-to-face instruction to a hybrid type of instruction where we have face-to-face and then Zoom classes. And those are synchronous, which means that they are done in real time. So there are some students that are learning face-to-face while others are sitting in on the class on a Zoom session. We also have asynchronous hybrid classes, which are basically a combination of face-to-face classes and the traditional online instruction. And I know that in Galveston, you guys use the Canvas platform like we do at Galveston College. So the students are able to take classes in an asynchronous format, which means that they're going to class face-to-face, but then they're doing their schoolwork online on their own time. We also have the traditional online synchronous classes that are done by Zoom. which means that they're basically just real-time classes, the teacher's teaching on Zoom, and the students are learning from home or learning from the office, wherever, you know, they need to be. We also have just the basic traditional Canvas online classes, which are asynchronous, which means that they are on the student's time. Whenever the student wants to take their classes, they're able to log in and do their coursework and make sure that they take the test at the right time and do everything that the instructor needs them to do. And so that's the more traditional online Canvas type format. And then we also have a combination of the options. So basically you can mix and match your schedule to what suits your, you know, your flexibility needs and make it work from there. So we have a lot of learning options for our students at Galveston College this fall, which makes it nice.
I know you mentioned Canvas, and that is so great that Galveston College works with that platform, because since so many of our seniors will transition, at least, you know, for the first couple of years of their college experience over at Galveston College, so this is kind of a smooth transition because the kids will know Canvas. Talk a little bit about the dual credit program and the robust relationship between GISD, Ball High School, and Galveston College.
Oh, absolutely. We have had a very robust dual credit program with the GISD for several years now, and we usually average anywhere between 450 and 500 students in that program, so it's a very intensive program. We actually have an embedded counselor at Ball High School, Ms. Priscilla. Everybody knows her. She's wonderful to work with, and the students have a lot of options, everything from career and technical education to basically, you know, the transfer type credits, the Associate of Arts, the Associate of Science. And we even have students, Mike, who are able to complete their associate degrees at the same time that they are receiving their high school diploma. So they have 2 years of college, you know, under their belt by the time that they finish high school, and they're able to go on to the senior institution as a junior. And what that does is not only does it save their families a lot of money, but it provides the students with a really great foundation of, hey, I've been able to take these college courses and be successful, whether they, you know, complete the associate degree or not. And then, you know, it's just like you said, you know, they get this experience with what it's like to be a part of a college community. And then we know that students that go on to four-year institutions that transfer from community colleges do as well and usually better than students who just go straight to a four-year institution on the whole. So it really does provide the students with, you know, a monetary incentive, but also that student success piece and teaching them how to be good college students.
It really does seem like almost all my students, when I talk to them about their class load and schedule, they all say they are at least taking one, some taking two, and could be some taking more dual credit classes. So I really think the fire has really caught on about the dual credit program and how it benefits them in the future as they look forward to graduation and a future career or just continuing on in their academic life.
Absolutely. And you mentioned careers and career technical education. That workforce education component is so important to what we do at Galveston College. And we are so excited to be partnering with Ball High School on programs such as welding technology and cosmetology. And all of those traditional hands-on type programs that the students are able to really, you know, do a deep dive into while they're in high school, and by the time they graduate from high school, have the certifications that they need to go to step right into a well-paying job. So, you know, that gives them not only the earning potential, but it gives them that college credit. They can go on and complete their certificates, their degrees, or just go straight into the workplace. And we know that the types of jobs that we train for at Galveston College, instrumentation technology, HVAC, computer networking, those types of hands-on type jobs and careers are something that's really needed out there in the workplace. So, yeah, it gives the students a great real-world education.
The beauty about the whole partnership and the dual credit program gives the students an opportunity not only to be college ready but career ready and earn those certifications, because we all know not every student will go on and get a four-year degree, but they'll earn those important certifications in high school, and then they can step into really good paying jobs after graduating from high school.
I talked to students who graduated from Ball High School, had been taking some of the classes through Galveston College, who went right to work in industry, in our local industries, our regional industries, and are right out of high school, you know, making $40,000, $50,000 a year. So it just depends on the skills levels of the students, how many certifications they're able to, you know, get under their belt, and, you know, what type of career pathway that they want to look at. But yeah, the sky is truly the limit. This market is, you know, this is a huge market. This region is huge in terms of a lot of the different types of industries that we have, whether it be healthcare or business technology, financial institutions, industry. We have the petrochemical industry. We have a lot of programs that train students for work in the petrochemical industry. So, you know, the sky's the limit. I just like to tell students the sky's the limit. You know, you just put your mind to it and study hard and, you know, keep improving your skills levels, and, you know, you can go where you want to go.
And, Carol, at Galveston College, tell those who are not aware, what position do you hold there?
I am actually the Director of Public Affairs at Galveston College, and that basically means I like to tell people that I am the head cheerleader. I do the marketing and public relations at the college. I have a small team. There's three of us, and we handle everything from the website to all the college publications to all the advertising to all the videos that we produce at the college, all the social media accounts. We have, I think we're up to about 17 now. We handle sports information, so we get to travel with our teams, our softball team and our baseball team, and help them promote the college athletics at Galveston College. So just, you know, have a really great job. I love it. I love the island. I love our students. And most of our students are your students. So, you know, it's a wonderful place to be, and it, you know, I truly enjoy working with the education community in Galveston, because it's like a family, and we all care for each other, and we're caring for our students, and we are, you know, we're really concerned about their futures. And so all of these pathways type programs that I mentioned, you know, students start, and they really start early. You know, you have to start thinking about your career in the eighth grade and or sooner. And so you start, you know, setting your pathway, you know, when you're in basically in middle school, and then you start thinking about in high school what direction you want to take and exploring your career options and things like that. So it really is it really is an educational pathway, and working with the schools and the framework that we have here in Texas to provide our students with, you know, the best quality education possible.
And Carol, one of the things I really admire about you is, yes, you have a very busy job. I mean, you could use the excuse, well, I'm so busy, I can never get out of my office. But you really do get to know your students over there at Galveston College.
I do. I absolutely love working with the students. We have a variety of student organizations. I love to be involved with our student ambassadors. I've traveled with our student government association, and we do have a lot of student organizations where students can look at, you know, they have organizations within their career fields. We have a truly robust healthcare program at Galveston College, and the types of programs that we have, nursing and emergency medical services, diagnostic medical imaging, which is basically, it's kind of like a high-end x-ray ultrasound. And We have also, you know, the radiation therapy that we're really well known for, radiography, which is one of our top programs. So we have a lot of different programs in healthcare and other fields. And the students are able to go into those programs and really get a great foundation for their future. We have a lot of student organizations that are associated with our programs on campus, and I love to work with students in those organizations. And my whole office does. We love, you know, we're like you, Mike. We like to get out there and find out what's going on with our students and, you know, tell their stories. It's all about telling their stories and the good stories.
And in the couple minutes that we have left, tell us about that new building that just opened.
Oh, my goodness. Our Abe and Annie Seibel Foundation student residences. We are so excited and blessed to have the truly first real student housing that we've had at Galveston College. And we have seven beautiful units that were designed to resemble historical buildings in Galveston. So they truly have an island flavor. And each of the buildings houses 10 students and actually can house 12 because there's a garage apartment in the back. And we have our resident assistants in those garage apartments. And they basically operate like a family unit. So the students who live in those houses, you know, they really get to know each other. They can trip together. They can study together. They have wonderful spaces that they can socialize together. So, you know, we were truly blessed by the Abe and Annie Seibel Foundation who granted us the funding for that project to be able to provide that wonderful opportunity for our students. And, you know, I invite everybody to drive by. It's at the corner of 39th and R, and you'll see them. There's seven houses in a row, and they're absolutely, you know, stunning. Our architect was Creole Architect out of Houston. And then our builders were out of Galveston, Sullivan Brothers. And you're probably familiar with several of their developments in Galveston, but they've done an amazing job. And we're so excited to be able to have that opportunity for our students and for the community, because it truly is revitalizing the neighborhood. And, you know, it's become an option for students who live off the island to be able to come to school here and take part of the opportunities that we have for them.
I'd like to thank Carol Langston from Galveston College for being my guest on this edition of the podcast. If you would like to be a future guest and spotlight your organization, drop us a line right here at RadioGalveston.com.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you, Carol. And if you know somebody who'd be a great guest for us on the Scuttlebutt, just get a hold of us at RadioGalveston.com. In fact, you ought to be on RadioGalveston.com all weekend long. We've got some great music for the Labor Day weekend. We'll keep you updated on activities. And, of course, there are three storms again forming. It's a ways out, but Hurricane Hal is always providing hourly weather and tropical updates. And of course, if you want to get notified of the next time we produce one of these things, just subscribe. And of course, we'd love it if you tell your friends. And we'd love to see you on the brand new Hurricane Historic Bus Tour this weekend. Starts Saturday, September 5th, and you'll find it at noon every day. And if you got a group of eight or more, you can pretty much run your own time. We've got two buses, and if you'd like to do a private group tour, whether it's the Hurricane Tour, the Historic Tour, or the popular Ghost Bus Tours, or we even have some combo tours. If you'd like a little bit of this and a little bit of this, just get a hold of us at the Galveston Experience Company. We're at 15th and Seawall, right next to Saltgrass Steakhouse. You can't miss it. We got those cool-looking Woody buses sitting out front. So hopefully have a nice, relaxing, restful Labor Day weekend. Please let's not turn this into a COVID fest. Wear our masks, social distancing, do all the right things so we can one day, hopefully soon, be done with all of this craziness. We should mention, if you just want to stay away from people entirely, there are some free tours perfect for social distancing, some virtual tours on that Galveston.vip app. You'll find the Galveston Digital Guide also linked to our website at RadioGalveston.com. There's a free virtual tour of the Moody Mansion, the Turtles Around Town Tour, and the historic tree carving tour, which you can take virtually or just click the button on the map. It'll take you right to where everything starts. So hopefully we'll see you on the bus this weekend and maybe on the seawall at the Galveston Experience Company. If nothing else, we'll be looking for you next time right here at the Galveston Experience Podcast.